Short announcements. As I was actually informed on Friday, so for over a decade, we have had IPv6 with NAT64 as the default network. And for over 10 years, I thought we were the second conference to do this. As I learned on Friday, we were actually the first ever to do this. So that's nice. And we also, like, I have it on good authority and from a good few good friends in places that we measurably pushed IPv6 forward when we did this. And we fixed a lot of bugs by doing this. This was the result of me having a really stupid idea and then people telling me, no, no, do it. So I had another stupid idea. Next year, we are going to be V6 only on the default network. So a lot of stuff is going to break. And a lot of people are going to ask a lot of other people to break stuff. I asked people on Mastodon earlier about examples of what websites are still using V4. So we got a few examples. One of them is Blue Sky. You will note that I mentioned I asked on Mastodon, not on Blue Sky. Also, AI is cool now, so blockchain stuff isn't cool anymore, so that's another reason. Also, it's not fully distributed, or not really, and also it's based in the US, so maybe use Mastodon instead of that one. The other one which is notable is GitHub, which is still on V4 only. If anyone from GitHub is listening, next year everything will break. If push comes to shove, we can do you a favor and just put a C name which goes to Codeberg instead. And just to tell you that we... Oh, now there's people coming in. Okay, as you come in, just be quiet. And also just to show you that we are actually being honest with ourselves, there is also one more website which is currently V4 only, and that is chat.fostem.org. We are going to have this fixed by next year. There's more. So for those who were here during the opening talk, I had this slide, and apparently this was a slide which people liked, so I'm going to give you a chance to take a photo of this if you so choose. If you didn't see the opening talk, just watch the recording. It's online already. We are serious. Like, Fostem as an organization has decided to become political, of course, obvious. Also, as of roughly an hour ago, we now have policy at fostem.org. So lawmakers, people from other institutions, whatever, like if you're in the target demographic or group to reach out to this email address, you probably are aware that you're a part of this. So policy people, politicians who want to do good, other organizations, this is where we will start finding a voice of some sort. We don't know yet what that will be exactly, but you have a chance to help us shape this. And with this, I'm handing over to Johan to do the rest of the closing.
Okay, everyone. So this was Fostem 2026. If you want to share messages about us, please do so using the hashtag Fostem. We are taking, as of now, a picture of this auditorium. If you don't want to be on it, hide yourself. Okay, we'll do another. So if you don't want to be on it, hide yourself. We will post it on Mastodon. For next year, follow the hashtag, or you can even follow the RSS on our website. We're a bit old-fashioned, but that's good. Okay. Next, some things. Lost and found. If you lost something, or if you found something, bring it to the info desk in K. And if you lose something after the conference, write a mail to info@fostem.org, and hopefully it will be returned. Now, I want to give some statistics on Fostem this year. The first thing I will talk about is dev rooms, because I happen to be in the program team, and I find it quite interesting. For dev rooms, we got 138 proposals. We had 65 happening. That actually means that about half of them didn't happen. These were good proposals. And so, honestly, if there's anyone in the room here who proposed, most of them were good. We had quite a bit fewer, like one or three, not too many, fewer than last year. But this was like a conscious choice. We wanted to give longer tracks because we saw last year a lot of lightning talks pushed into the dev rooms, and we thought it was like a bit too packed, the schedule. The other thing we did is we gave some niche projects, smaller projects that don't really have the resources to organize their own conference, a place on FOSDEM. Some of them made very good use of it. So I think that's very nice. The last one is encourage cross-project collaboration. You might have seen project-oriented dev rooms, which were only on one project in the past. This year, most of them were a bit broader. And the hope there is to have more collaboration between projects. Some statistics we had, well, you can read it, 1,200 speakers. We had a lot of people reviewing it. We had a lot of sessions. And one of the things that we expanded for this year were BOF sessions. And now, who doesn't know what BOF means without looking at the slide? Okay, yeah. So when I was here in my first FOSDEM, I also didn't know it, so don't worry. So what we did, it is just a room which you can book with a number of people. You give it a proposal. You say, we want to sit together and talk about this, I don't know, CI system or about environmental applications or whatever. And there is no projector. There's not one person speaking, or at least that's not what we want. We want people to talk within each other. It was a success. Next year, we want to grow it maybe even bigger. So think about it. Some statistics about video. Is there another? Oh, yeah, that's better. You can see that we had a maximum number of 1,000 people watching the streams, but mostly people were looking on separate occasions, so you can see the numbers there.